Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric. All right, hey, I was wondering, at this time on the 5:30 Club, you get one of those Eric in the Morning prize packs. Hope you enjoy that. Not certain what's in there. This comes to us from a 219er.
Okay.
An NWI, a Northwest Indiana person.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. I was just wondering something. Do you guys ever notify someone whose name got called for the Double Your Paycheck contest, but they didn't call back? Or do you announce it again at a later time? I guess it may ruin someone's day to know they missed out, but I'm super curious to know if I might have missed out hearing my name being called at some point. Just wondering. Thanks. And this is why I was going to ask Big Karwowski, because, you know, he's Captain Double Your Paycheck. From what I understand, no, we don't necessarily... hotlines are ringing.
Uh-oh.
Hotlines are ringing. He must have just got that final log in the stove. We'll find out.
He'll be nice and warm for the call. That's good.
In his wool pajamas.
Can't have a cold Big Karwowski.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question, because, like, would you want to know if you missed out on such a great prize? Like, almost like out of mind, out of sight.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to know.
Really?
I don't
think haunt
so.
You too much?
Absolutely. Can't sleep.
All right. Let's go live to somewhere in the middle of Kansas. Hi, Big Karwowski.
Hey, good morning.
Did you get that fire stoked to keep the house warm?
Oh, yeah. No, we just bought a new cord of wood last week, we're good.
Good. Well, how long did that get you to February with that?
No, that'll get me probably to the end of the month, the way my wife has fires in the house.
So, yeah, we'll get you to February.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
that's
right. That's awesome.
The next
I'm going
month.
30th. You're going the first.
Well, I apologize. We got a hey. I was wondering here. Someone said, "Do you ever notify someone whose name got called for Double Your Paycheck but didn't call back? Do you notify them to rub salt in the wound, or do you not?"
No. Remember, you did that one time, and it didn't go well.
I did.
The guy started crying on the air.
I don't remember that. Remember
the
my
time
God.
He right.
Sure, you remember it.
Yeah, I told you it's very odd out there in Kansas. Yeah, I don't recall that. That's frightening to me.
Wait,
are
you saying that you called him back?
Yes.
Just to say, hey, why didn't you call us yesterday?
One time we went 9 for 10, and we missed it in the morning show. So you called the guy the next day let him know that he missed.
I don't remember anything that's happened on the show anymore.
I don't remember that either.
I don't remember. You sure that wasn't, kooky cause in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Back then?
No, that was you. That was you.
You sure?
Then I had to call the guy and console him because he was sobbing uncontrollably.
Okay. How about the second part of this question? Do you announce it again at a later time, or does the name get a chance to go back in for another opportunity?
Yeah, no, we'll put the name back for another opportunity. Yes,
okay.
Correct.
All right. Hey, are you aware, the computer spits names out randomly from everybody who has registered, and this is probably an unfair question, but are you aware of the computer ever spitting out a name again? Like, oh, my God, like a lottery ball that came out a second time?
In one round of Double Your Paycheck?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that happen.
Okay.
No, not yet.
Not that it couldn't.
I've seen a number of people that have referred friends win multiple times.
Gotcha. That's interesting.
Yes.
Hmm.
So,
all right.
I mean, that's like a cottage industry. I mean, you refer as many friends as you want. You can win as many times as you want.
Look at that. You get a little extra for referring a friend. If they win, you get a little scratch, a little extra.
Oh, you're
right.
Oh, okay.
Unlimited.
Yeah.
Unlimited.
So you refer a couple of people and say, hey, there's this contest going on. You should register and listen. And then they do it and they win. You get a little action.
That's the way it should be.
A little side game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, that's good. That is good stuff. All right. And it is true. This is Friday. So you are off today, right? Half-assing it, part-timing it, right?
Well, does this seem like I'm off? If I'm off, I'd be sleeping, but I'm working.
All right, for the record,
from home.
You have never slept past 6 o'clock in your life.
No.
See, there you go.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Really?
Kind of
not even on the weekends?
Yeah. Well, the coyotes howling will wake you up in the morning.
It's like a natural alarm clock.
The roosters start going.
The rooster.
Yeah. Once the roosters go, you're up. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Big Karwowski.
You're welcome.
All right. See you around.
Okay.
All right, bye. There he is.
He's just a little slow on every response.
Well, that's because he's actually on a delayed landline.
Ah, okay. All right, now I get it.
Yeah. He still actually gets charged long-distance charges for calling somewhere.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Crazy.
Huh.
Man leaves girlfriend in tears after hiding her beauty supplies. What's wrong with you, she said. We're looking for the top three things if you hid from a man might bring him to tears. Like, for example, you hide Violetta's dewy Cetaphil lotion. You got trouble. You hide Whip's baseball cards from him. You got trouble.
Big trouble. Huge.
You got trouble. 312-233-1019. Never hide it from a man, Jim.
Don't hide my beer.
Beer.
Don't hide my beer.
Yep. Yep. That'll bring a man to tears.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started about his what, Amy?
Whiskey.
Whiskey. Don't hide a man's whiskey.
See,
he'll bring
here.
Him to tears. This will bring me to tears, Dawn, at number three.
TV remote.
TV remote. Don't hide that from a man. You hide that behind a couch or a chair somewhere and we can't find it.
Most annoying thing.
Sheer panic. Number two, Kevin, don't hide it from a man.
My car keys.
Car keys. That's the worst, too. Can't find your car keys? Big trouble. And finally, in at number one, sign of the times. It's so 2020. Don't hide it from a man. You'll bring him to tears, Karina.
His Xbox controller.
Yep. 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 Can't find the Xbox controller. Gets unplugged, moved around. My son goes crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Crazy.
What's a man to do?
I don't know. I don't know what a man... You never done that, have you, Karina?
What's that? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You've never done that to anybody, have you?
Oh, no. My fiancé would kill me.
Yeah, that's
oh, my
right.
God.
Yeah,
right.
For
he
sure.
He couldn't find it one night, and he almost lost it on me. I'm like, oh, my God, it wasn't even me. You misplaced it.
Right. Right. Yeah, we never, like to start pointing fingers.
It's never our fault, either. We right. never lose the stuff. It's always, why did someone else touch it?
I know you did it. Have you heard this? People are paying celebrities to break up with their partners through Cameo. You know the Cameo app?
Yes.
Where you can, you know, hire like Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I bet Hulk's expensive.
You should look. Can you look that up? How much would Hulk Hogan cost you? If you wanted Hulk Hogan to break up with your girlfriend for you because you're too afraid to do it? I wonder what that would cost you. Because, you know, you can pay celebrities, you know, like $50 and then they send you a 15-second video message of whatever you want them to say.
I look up local celebrities all the time to see in Chicago how much they're worth. Like, there's people on there... pretty recognizable names for like $25.
Yeah.
I'm like, but why are
I'm
you
I'm willing
doing
to go on there
it?
For $25. I'll go on there, sure.
Yeah, I'll do it for $24.
Yeah. But right now, this is what's interesting. Maybe I should have saved this for Mixed Morning Mindbender. Who do you think is the number one celebrity that people tend to use to break up with their significant other? Whip, I'll give you a clue because it's in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
It's a 90s band frontman / 90s heartthrob.
Is it Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray?
There it is. You're absolutely correct.
How'd you know that?
I don't know. It's just, it'd be perfect to soften the blow.
Yeah. Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray is the number one celebrity that tends to get chosen to break up with people.
Wow.
The New York Times says Sugar Ray frontman Mark McGrath has become very popular, a popular choice for Cameo users looking to pass their breakup responsibilities onto a celebrity. He told the paper he's delivered 15 Cameo breakups up to this point.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you know, the opposite of the Valentine's Day cherub,
yeah.
Right? But he says he rejects the role as the face of breakup Cameo, adding, I'm doing these Cameos for fun. I wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Aww.
Come on, Mark.
Yeah, but for the money, I will.
Not all celebrities on the platform share that feeling. Matthew Perry has made it clear he'll deliver any kind of message you want. So if you want Matthew Perry from Friends to break up with your boyfriend, he's like, no problem. You pay the freight. I will drop that dude like a bad habit for you. Can you look up Matthew Perry, too, to see what his goal is? That's got to be top dollar.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You ready?
Yeah. How much for Matthew Perry?
$999 for a 20-second post.
$1,000
yeah,
for Matthew Perry.
He's loaded, though.
What does he care?
That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised he even does it at all, but if you're going to get him, it's going to cost you.
He's not really doing any other acting.
That's
so
true.
So he's probably like, you know what? I might as well. And I get a grand for 20 seconds work. Why not?
You know who's also on there? Blackhawks Chicago legend Bobby Hull.
Bobby Hull. You all can have him break up with your girlfriend for you.
For $199.
That's a bargain. He's a Hall
of
Famer.
Find Hulk Hogan? What would Hulk Hogan cost you?
I couldn't find Hulk
Hogan. Yeah, I don't think he's on there.
All you get when you type up Hulk Hogan cameo is like apparently he was in Gremlins 2 for a minute.
Wow.
He did cameos in different things, but not on Cameo.
Wow. Yeah. Would it make it easier, like Violetta, would it make it easier on you if a really cool celebrity sent you a video, and the video was them telling you that your boyfriend wants to break up.
Yeah.
But would it soften the blow at all, or would it still be just as painful, or would it be even worse? Had to have Mark McGrath break up with me?
Right. I think it would be worse because I would be embarrassed then in front of someone I thought was cool. Like, I was just broken up with. Now I feel like a loser.
Now, you're not really embarrassed in front of them because they don't care. They're just sending you a video message. Believe me, Mark McGrath hasn't thought twice about it after he records it.
Well, I would feel like then I'm like, well, now you know I'm like broken up with.
That is so Violetta. She's not as concerned about the breakup. She's concerned about what Mark McGrath might think of her.
Yeah. Don't be concerned about that. He's happy either way.
Oh, what is everyone talking about? What should we be talking about? What do you need to know to talk about today? Top three things trending on Twitter right now as your Friday morning starts. Over at the social media desk, Violetta's ready to go. At number three,
Taco Bell brings back potatoes after cutting a lot of items from their menu. Vegetarian fans are the first that petition this because, well, they can't eat a lot of other stuff there.
Right.
Cheesy Fiesta potatoes are coming back, and so are spicy potato soft tacos. They're coming back in March.
What is the scary one I talked about yesterday, that commercial? Every time I see it, it seems like a horror film, and it does terrify me.
I think it's just for nacho fries.
Yeah, the nacho fries.
The nacho fries are to die for.
Are they hot?
There's a little bit like Cajun on the outside of the fry, but not too hot.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Some Captain America drama, nothing to do with Chris Evans' camera role this time, but as headlines circulated yesterday that Evans is in talks to appear in the upcoming Marvel film, he tweeted out, news to me.
So which film is that?
So there's a new one coming out. I'm not sure exactly what it's called, but his role was supposed to be ending Endgame.
Is that the one with the guy with the red head?
It's not the WandaVision thing you're
Maybe
talking
that's
about.
It.
WandaVision is going to be a series that's on Disney Plus debuting today.
Is that the guy with the red head?
Yeah, I think it's who you're thinking of. He's got the little stone in his forehead.
Yeah. All right, and trending on Twitter, number one.
Jennifer Gardner is hilarious online, mostly because she owns the fact that she doesn't understand so much of social media, so we laugh along with her. But anyway, she's trending this morning because she commented on an influencer who's modeling a bikini in a snowy mountaintop, saying, first of all, bless her heart. Second, does she need soup, hot chocolate, some jeans? I'd love to help a girl out.
Jennifer Gardner. Anybody listening who? Something that's permanently broken in your home. I also had a buddy, I don't think it's this way anymore, I've been over in a while, had a camper in his driveway for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And that he never actually went camping. He just had it in his driveway. And I went over, it was a couple years ago, and the tires are all flat now.
Oh.
I'm like, now you're never going to be able to move it. He's like, I know, now it's there permanently.
Right.
It's part
now
of
it's
the
actually,
property.
Yeah, if I sell the house, the camper goes with.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, there's no way I'm ever moving that. If I come back in 5 years, it will have sunk into the ground about 2 feet.
Yeah.
How do we live with these things?
It's part of the charm. Yeah. Hi, Kathy. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Permanently broken in your house. What is it?
Permanently broken. Our bathroom. We've been living there 25 years now, and we have to live with shower curtains all the way around the shower because we have to get the tile fixed, and my husband's too cheap to get it fixed.
There's no shower tile in your shower.
On the front part of it, there's shower tiles that are broken that need to be fixed. So we can't shower without shower curtains all the way around.
And you've lived this way for 25 years.
25 years.
Oh, no.
Wow. That's not getting fixed then.
No, again, that'll be the next owner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is with people in their showers? Hi there. Permanently broken in your home, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm trying to wonder if I'm related to Kathy because my dad brought his brothers down to do the shower when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
They had to leave to go back. He just never tiled the shower, so we just had the curtains on. And then I'm 40 now, and I think basically he sold the house like that.
What is with people not wanting to tile their showers?
Wow.
And then there's what Ron's parents have to deal with, Ron.
Yeah, 40 years ago, I broke a window in my parents' house with a BB gun, and it's still broken. They remind me of it all the time, and they won't let me fix it. It's still there broken.
There's a BB hole in the window in your parents' house, and now, again, it's part of the charm.
It is. Every holiday, all the family members give me crap about it.
Yeah, it's actually a story.
Yeah, you left your mark.
For the house.
You left your mark, yeah.
It's permanently broken in your house, Nick.
So I actually disconnected my doorbell a couple years back, and it's beautiful.
I've never had a doorbell either.
I don't think anybody ever comes to my house because I'd never know.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Thank you for that. Permanently broken in your home, Jan.
Our ice maker and our refrigerator has been broken for years and years. Uh-huh.
So do you have ice trays?
You know what? It makes ice inside, but if you try to use it on the outside, the automatic, it makes a huge grinding noise.
Right.
Most people know it, but if someone tries it, you can hear the noise throughout the house.
It's fun when the people come over and try.
If we have people over, we actually put like a piece of caution tape over it.
Right.
So do not use this.
Yeah, if you use that, it's going to make a horrible noise. Smoke's going to come pouring out of there.
Awesome.
Alarms are going to go off. Don't even touch it. Well, should you fix it? Nah, we've got this far with it. Why change it now? Can you check and see if that story is actually true, that some woman lost feeling in her legs because her jeans were too tight?
I swear. I remember that because it scared me because I wear tight jeans. And I was like, wait, that can happen?
Drunk couple attempts epic dirty dancing move, nearly snaps her neck. You didn't think it was possible, but you hurt yourself doing what? 312-233-1019. Hi, Alexa.
Hi, how's it going?
Great. You didn't think it was possible, but you hurt yourself doing what?
I used to work at Victoria's Secret, and I wore heels all the time. And so I was walking down my stairs to go to work, and my heel got stuck in the carpet. And so I flew down my stairs and sprained my ankle.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you guys walk around in those shoes.
It was easy when I was, like, 19, and now I'm not. So.
Yeah. There you go. I honestly have no clue how there aren't more high heel injuries.
It is amazing.
Broken ankles, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, Albert, it shouldn't have been possible, but you hurt yourself doing what?
Yeah, I was loading a heavy box in the trunk of a car, and I was pushing it really hard, and suddenly my thumbs popped out, like 180, and I'm looking at it like, what now? And I just popped them back in.
What? You dislocated your thumbs pushing a box into your car?
Yeah, it was really tight fit, and I was like,
I bet it was. Yeah, you really wedged it in there like that girl in the jeans.
Wow.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just popped them back in. I was like, no, I'm not going to a hospital. Donk, donk.
Donk, donk.
There you go. Good as new.
I believe that is the sound it makes when you pop your thumbs back in.
You're tough.
I love that. You're the best. Appreciate it. Hi, Audrey. You hurt yourself doing what? Didn't even think it was possible.
Playing tug with my 4-month-old English bulldog puppy.
Playing tug of war with your bulldog?
Yes.
What happened?
I pulled out my back, and it took about 3 trips to the chiropractor. So, like, $300 later, I felt better.
Yeah. I mean, those dogs play to win.
Oh, for sure.
They really, you want to go on a tug of war game? Get ready to go. Because they are going to play to win. Sherry, hurt yourself doing what?
I hurt myself dancing at my stepdaughter's wedding. I fell backwards, and I broke both my wrists. And I was in full cast, and I had surgery on one of my wrists, and the other one I had casts up to my shoulders because I pulled tendons too.
Oh man, you weren't doing that dirty dancing move, were you?
I think I don't know what I was doing.
I don't know.
Oh, dropping it low.
I don't know.
Yeah, there have been several glasses of wine. I don't really know what I was doing, but it was a hell of a dance. We're diving right in. Friday morning, Mixed Morning Mindbender. We ask a question, you give the answer, you win the prize at 312-233-1019. It's not even about being the first correct caller. It's just about being the correct caller. We've got three waiting on hold. We'll talk to them here in just a second. Now, this is variety right here. So it came up earlier on the show that... Are you familiar with the video service Cameo? A bunch of celebrities, pseudo-celebrities, D-list celebrities. Hey, even local Chicago celebrities are available on there. And what happens is you send them money. They send you back a video of whatever you want. You say, hey, wish my sister a happy birthday. And, Hulk Hogan will then wish your sister a happy birthday. Or whoever you choose.
Right.
But they had a story that, as it turns out, a lot of people are using Cameo to break up with their boyfriends or girlfriends and having a celebrity do it so they don't have to.
Smart.
And Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray is like the king of breakups on Cameo. He's logged like 100 of them.
It's amazing how people even thought of that.
Right. So, your boyfriend will get a video, he'll open the email and he'll be like, hi, Steve, it's Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. How you doing? By the way, your girlfriend's breaking up with you. Have a great day.
How weird.
That's crazy.
It's so strange.
So we said, challenged Whip when we heard about that, to go through Cameo all morning long, come up with four pseudo-celebrities. It'll be your job to guess which one would charge the most to break up with your boyfriend. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Hello, Lori. Congratulations. You are contestant number one.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Did you hear what just happened there? You understand the game?
I do.
All right, so Whip is about to list off four celebrities on Cameo. It'll be your job to tell us which one of those four celebrities would be the most expensive to hire to make a video to break up with your boyfriend, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Are you ready, Whip?
Yes.
All right, give Lori the four choices of celebrities. Lori, I don't even know who they're going to be either, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
All right. Celebrity number one. Mm-hmm. 24K Golden, the rapper whose song ends too abruptly when we play it.
Mood.
Yes, right, 24K Golden.
24K Golden.
The musician.
Okay. A. B.
Chris Harrison from The Bachelor.
Chris Harrison. That would be ideal to have him send your breakup note. Bachelor, okay. C.
David Ross, the manager of the Cubs.
David Ross. Or D.
Carol Baskin.
Oh, nice.
Of Tiger King.
Carol Baskin. All those are on Cameo. You could send them a note saying, hey, I want to break up with my boyfriend. Which one would charge the most? Who do you think it is?
I'm going to go with the gold.
A 24-karat golden. Karat golden, the rapper who sings Mood. Whip, is she correct or incorrect?
I am sorry, you are incorrect.
Oh, man.
Maybe someday.
All right, what does he charge?
Only $240.
Oh, wow. All right, so crossing him off the list.
Yep.
Thank you for playing. Let's go to contestant number two. Hi there, Amy.
Hello, how are you?
Excellent, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, you got a 1-in-3 shot here to tell us which of the three remaining celebrities would be the most expensive to hire to break up with your boyfriend. Would it be B, Chris Harrison, C, David Ross, Cubs manager, or D, Carol Baskin, overall whack job?
I'm going for the Cubs manager.
Cub manager David Ross. Whip, is she correct or incorrect?
That is incorrect.
Oh, no.
Oh, the drama.
And then there were two. All right, let's cross
wait, how much for David Ross?
He will cost you $350.
Gary.
Yes, sir.
You got a 50-50 shot, and we don't have another contestant. So
because
I didn't think
enough.
It would get to this. So don't get this wrong. All right, if you were going to break up with your boyfriend, Gary, and you decided you were either going to hire Chris Harrison from The Bachelor or Carol Baskin from Tiger King, which one do you think would charge you more?
Tough question. My gut tells me Harrison, but I got to go with Baskin.
Okay. Final answer?
Final answer.
Whip, he's going Carol Baskin.
I am sorry.
Oh, no!
That is not correct.
Oh, no!
Wow.
That's incredible.
Oh, no.
You know Chris Harrison makes a lot of money.
Do I win a prize for stumping everybody?
Yes. Hey, Violetta, tell Whip what he's won. So tonight's Mega Millions is $750 million.
That's right.
With a lump sum cash payout of $550 million. And then tomorrow's Powerball is $640 million with a lump sum payout of $478 million.
Ooh,
that'll pay the electric bill.
Yeah. It will. That's true.
Right. And then some.
So we tried earlier in the week to win this and then disappear and never heard from again. And we didn't get it. We got a Powerball number. We got the Powerball number right, but only because it was an accident because Violetta punched in the wrong number.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So we're going to try one more time with your help, and we're going to cut you into the action, okay? Whip is going to be in charge of getting one Mega Millions ticket for us for tonight and one Powerball for tomorrow. And we have settled on, because you have to go somewhere shifty to buy these. You can't just go to, you know, that nice Shell station down the street. You got to go somewhere a little sketchy because that's where it always, you know, people
for
always
sure.
win. So we're going to the smoke place. What's
yeah,
it called?
It is a gas station up on Rand Road, and it has a, I'm not even sure what brand of gas station it is, but it has a sign that says
right.
cigarette drive-thru.
That's a winner
right
there.
And by
there.
The way, I got an email from somebody who lives near that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she said they call that place the shame of Lake County.
Perfect. That's what we need. That's exactly what we're looking for. Oh, wow. That kind of place right there has got winner written all over it.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's where Whip is going to go today, but of course we need the numbers. All right, so 312-233-1019. We're going to play the same numbers, Mega Millions and Powerball. You guys get to decide, so we need from you right now. Swanee, is it six numbers? Is it six?
Mm-hmm.
Is it 10 numbers? 12? Mm-hmm. 14 numbers. Six numbers, and what is it, between one and a million?
Crap, it was like one and 70. And then it was a smaller range for the Mega Ball.
So the first five numbers, 1 through 70, and then the Powerball Mega Million Ball is 1 through 25.
There you go.
Okay. All right, so we need your lucky number right now. Swanee, let's take six callers. Caller six, we'll pick the Powerball number. These are the numbers we'll play. All right? And we're willing to buy your lucky number from you. So we'll cut you into the action, but only if we win the big prize. The big prize.
Yeah.
We win it all.
The big jackpot.
The big jackpot. That's when we're all cutting each other in. How much are we cutting in for? Or do you want to buy these numbers individually?
Can't we just say a million?
Okay.
Well, I think we got to up the ante to
$2 million.
Yeah, it was a million last time.
Okay.
You want to go to two?
Yeah.
Let's go to
all right.
two.
If we win, here's how it works. If we win $750 million tonight... You each get $2 million just for placing a phone call and giving us your lucky number.
Wow. That is not bad. And by the way, Violetta indicated she was under some pressure the other day, and I'm totally feeling that.
Right?
Because if I don't get the well, because it's like this. If I don't somehow get the exact number and somehow the numbers that we were supposed to play win, I would have to jump out the window.
Hey. I know.
Hey, the cigarette place isn't going to screw it up.
Well, that's true, but still.
I have full faith in the smoke shop, or as it's known as the Scourge of Lake County.
The shame of Lake County.
Shame.
I like it. All right, here we go. You ready to write down some numbers here?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Hi there, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Great. Robert, give us your lucky number.
30.
Okay. All right, Robert, you're in for 30. If we win $750 million, we're cutting you in on the deal, okay?
We're going to win. We're going to win.
Well, hey, the smoke shop wouldn't let us down.
That's
all right. Hold on, Robert. Hold on. Hi there, Alexandra. Throw us your lucky number.
Hi, my number is 12.
Cool dozen. 12.
Yep.
Where do you live, Alexandra?
Displains.
Hey, are you familiar with the shame of Lake County up there?
No, but I wanted to go look for it later.
Yeah, it's just up Rand Road, right. Like 15 minutes
all
from
right.
you.
All right. Hold
Meet
on.
You there.
Hold on. All right. 12, Whip.
Okay.
12. Hold on, and we will cut you in. Remember that. All right. Hi there, Maureen. Throw us a lucky number.
21.
Of course. You got to play 21.
Of course.
All right. Have you purchased any tickets for yourself yet?
I haven't yet. It's on my agenda today.
All right. You going to cut us in?
Of course.
I love that about you. See, it's a team effort around here. It's family. It takes a village. Here we go. Lori, everybody hang on, too. We got to get your number in case we win. Lori, throw us a lucky number.
Number 48.
Okay, why that number?
I don't know.
That's a good one.
Good answer.
That is a good answer. All right. That's four of them, right?
Yeah.
Here is our fifth number. Hi there, Lauren.
Good morning.
Throw us a lucky number.
33.
All right. Why 33?
It was the first number that came up. It's not even my favorite number. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
You can't change it now.
Boy, if your favorite number comes up and you didn't tell us, I'm holding you accountable, Lauren. And finally... A lot of pressure on this guy. Hi there, Darren.
Hi, how are you?
Great. We need the Powerball number. That's your responsibility.
Right, number 22.
Double dose, 22. 22. Why'd you choose that, Darren?
Yeah, it was that baseball number playing baseball growing up.
So. There you go. Me too. Oh,
that's my birthday.
That's awesome. Wow. All right, 22. All right, thank you for that. Whip, you got those numbers?
30, 12, 21, 48. 33, and the Mega / Powerball 22.
That smells like $750 million to me.
Yeah!
And if it doesn't, then it definitely smells like $640 million tomorrow.
Woo!
And if it doesn't, we'll see you Tuesday!
Yeah.
Do you want to do trending on Twitter? You look very busy. I don't want to force
it. I do?
Well, you do. You got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah, I do have a lot going on, but I'm ready with my trending already.
Like right now?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's find out the top three things. Get an update. What's trending on Twitter? We check each morning at 7 a.m. And again, right about now, over there at the social media desk, Violetta, keeping an eye on things. You ready?
Yes.
Number three.
Disney Plus trending right now. The first two episodes of WandaVision came out. Fans are saying it's a mix of an old sitcom with mystery. There's Marvel stuff in there, and they like it a lot more than they expected. It's supposed to be funny.
That's what we were talking about earlier. That's WandaVision. That's the guy with the red head.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And then it goes between that and black and white sitcom.
I think it's supposed to be showing like their history through the different decades or whatever.
Gotcha.
No, they don't age.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Red Friday trending. Red is an acronym for Remember Everyone Deployed. It started as a way to remind people of our heroes overseas and to show them how much we're thinking of them. Today's interesting because they're mixing that in with football, with a lot of Chiefs fans wearing their red and hashtagging Red Friday.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Selena Gomez announces a new song and hints at a Spanish album.
Oh, great. I'll have to get that babble, though, we were just talking about. That's so I know what she's saying.
Yeah, you will, because De Una Vez was released
De Una Vez.
De Una Vez.
Yeah.
Was released at midnight, and the pop star, this is her second single in Spanish. So now everyone's also thinking there's going to be a Spanish album.
All right, we'll be on the lookout for it. Here we go.
Set him up, V.
Hey, what do you think? Let's try a vintage drink like a rusty nail. Friday's featured cocktail. Drink it down. Yes.
Be smooth. That's right. Our Friday featured cocktail, Violetta, back there in 2017. For the last 3 years, she's been lobbying for a drinking thing on the show.
We all have our special issues we want to lobby.
Right, right. She's like, you know, a lot of young people like to drink old people drinks now, like the drinks that your great-grandfather used to have.
What's old is new again.
And so we said, okay, every Friday in January at 9:30, we'll do a Friday featured cocktail. Last week, it was the Pink Squirrel. Violetta puts the whole drink together. Whip gives us the full background. I power it down, and we've been joined for this go-around because she is the Mix's resident drinker. Our good friend from the Mix Music Department and the Midday Show. Everybody say hi to Nikki. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. I skated in a little late last week, and I missed it, so I've been here since 7.
That's perfect. Perfect. Already on your third bottle of bourbon.
I'm just waiting.
All right. Who's running? Is cameraman Swanee running? Are we doing video or photos? Because we got to be able to post something here,
right? Yeah, well, we can post photos later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Somebody's taking them, though? That's all I'm concerned with.
I don't see anyone here taking them.
At the moment, no one seems to be taking any videos.
I'm just a guy pressing buttons. This is your bit, drinker. Yeah, I'm just following your lead.
Well, I think we can take pictures of the cocktail later, which is what we'll post. So we're
fine
good for
me.
Today.
Fine by me. Okay, are you ready with today's Friday feature cocktail? It's quite the... you see what goes on here, Nikki? Look at this. She's got...
I love it.
It looks like a high-end swanky lounge in here.
Yeah.
There's decorations on the walls.
I've got to go find lots of sweepers for today's show.
That's great. It's perfect.
It looks like if you were like at a furniture store where you were selling...
Like if you were drinking at a furniture store.
Well, no. Stick with me. If you were selling a bar area that you would like to buy and have installed at your home, this would be exactly how it would look in order to entice you to bring this home and have this for yourself.
Beautiful.
Mini green mill.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Glasses.
All right, Violetta, what is our featured Friday cocktail for today, January 15th?
Today's cocktail is the Gold Rush.
The Gold Rush, hence the theme that I see in here of the gold decorations.
Exactly. We have gold tinsel and a gold sparkler.
Okay.
So this is 2 ounces of bourbon, 1 ounce of honey, 3/4 ounce of lemon juice, freshly squeezed.
Right.
And then you garnish it with a lemon peel.
I'm glad you mentioned that, the freshly squeezed lemon. When you walked in here, Nikki, did it smell like your grandmother's dining room when she just rubbed Pledge all over the dining room table?
Loved it.
Does it smell fresh?
Smells like a Friday afternoon.
Do you drink bourbon?
Not a ton, a little bit. Okay. A little bit. I'm more of a vodka drinker, but I do like bourbon occasionally.
Okay.
So we're going to be using Basil Hayden. It says to use a good bourbon, a little bit aged.
Yep.
And when adding the honey, they say to mix that with maybe some water, like hot water, to make it a little bit more syrupy, so it's not too thick. It mixes in nicely.
Oh, nice.
And then the lemon juice is supposed to cut through all that and give you that fresh aftertaste.
Okay, let me ask you a couple of questions here.
Can I start making it?
Sure. I promise I'll get you there.
Okay. She's really excited.
I know. This happens a couple of times a morning. I'm like, yeah. I promise we're getting there.
You know, in sort of old school parlance, step on it, driver.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't got all day. All
right. Well, this music does make you want to drink. I get it, Violetta.
Why did you select this drink?
Why did I select this?
Why was this selected today? What inspired you to go with this?
Well, we started off with the Pink Squirrel, which was like an adult milkshake.
Okay.
This one is a little bit stronger. It's a little heavier. I thought you would like it more.
All right. Okay.
And a lot of people were talking about it on our Facebook page at Eric Morning Mix.
Very nice.
When we had the Pink Squirrel, they were suggesting it. And actually, if I could be bold enough to suggest, we could also potentially play Gold Rush by Taylor Swift to follow up this.
I'm sorry you've pushed it too far now.
No, because it's such a good song, and the Gold Rush and Taylor, and you know, it's all glitter and beautiful.
Let me explain something to you. We ain't got that much variety.
What? Come on. Taylor Swift is not variety. She is our core singer.
While you're pouring that drink, why don't you get us a little background information on the Gold Rush?
The Gold Rush.
And in terms of the drink, the Gold Rush was created in the early 2000s, stick with us, at the famous New York bar. No, stick with us.
This is old drinks.
Stick with us.
This was created last March.
It was created right around the turn of the current century at the famous New York bar Milk and Honey as a twist on the traditional whiskey sour with a very rich honey syrup added in place of sugar. So once it got started, it took off so fast around the world, they called it the Gold Rush. And by the way, the fact that it was just like everywhere in the blink of an eye made a lot of people think that this was a classic drink from the pre-prohibition era, even though it really wasn't, but it does fit our criteria that way.
All right. It's already sounding delicious.
Yeah.
All right. How are we doing over there, bartender?
We're doing well. We're also using one of those big ice cubes. It's served up in a cocktail glass.
I love the big cube. Mm-hmm. I love the big cube.
So pour this in now.
I was also thinking the Gold Rush could be a good sign that we could win the lotto.
That's a good idea.
Earlier, Nikki, that Violetta said this is the kind of drink that will put hair on your chest. Are you okay with a little hair on your chest? I don't know how to handle that.
You know, it's not summer.
Right. Sure. Yeah, fine.
Good answer.
There you go. All right, Nikki, you've got your cocktail. I have mine. Violetta, you have yours. Heads up, everybody, and a cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. You guys clink of it. There you go. All right, let's give this a little sip here. Let's see what we think of.
Oh my God.
Smooth.
It is so good.
It's so smooth.
I like it. But see, I like sour. It's like sour, lemony.
It goes down like a Chicago fire.
You want some more honey in yours?
I think he needs more honey.
Yeah, some sweetness might be good over there.
I have hair on my chest, but my chest is on fire.
It's so refreshing. Like you said, like the whiskey sour.
That's the word that got refreshing.
But it will put a little hair on your chest.
There you go.
Should we chug it?
Oh, man. This is going to be a
breathing flames.
You look like you're sweating a little.
That one is a good one. I love me some bourbon.
Mm.
Nikki, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Not a bourbon person, but I do like it, so I'm going to give it a 7.
A 7. Mm. Violetta, a scale of 1 to 10.
I'm making a couple more. That's a 10.
I'm going 10 on that one. Make sure you're here next week. We'll do it again, a brand new cocktail.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.